And here comes Taylor Hall speeding into the left to Dostal. Have 10 seconds remaining in this game. And Seneca took a little bump behind the play there. I don't think he was happy about that. Here is Nestorenko. There's a penalty coming up here, and that will not be played out because the game is history. Scoreboard clock says 0-0-0, and Carolina has four on the board, and I'm one on the board for a final of 4-1.
Well, the Carolina Hurricanes were just the better of the two teams here tonight. They had the more sustained offensive zone possession time, and they really just wore the Anaheim Ducks out, shift in, shift out. They were moving their feet more consistently all game long and didn't have a whole lot of room to work with at times. But as we saw, Seth Jarvis a few times making no mistakes. Sebastian Aho having himself a night. And then, once again, we just spoke on it, Freddie Anderson having himself one heck of a hockey game. Yep. He was stellar. He was hard for the Anaheim Ducks to beat. And yeah, that was pretty much what summed up the hockey game.
Yep. Hey, want to remind you that tonight's broadcast been property of the Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club. Any rebroadcast of tonight's game, either whole or in part, without the express written consent of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL is strictly prohibited. So you have your post-game show coming up. I'll be tuned in as we clean up here. Be back in about 2 weeks to the friendly confines of Honda Center. Can't wait for that. It's not going to be easy. First long road trip, but with some of the young kids that we have in that, I think a real treat for them. And you got to win some games on the road in order to make the playoffs, and we'll see how the Ducks fare. They won't have an easy matchup, but we'll see the compete level and if they can come back with a few wins, which would be nice, before the next homestand. So you are ready for post-game show upcoming with Alexis Downey. And what do we give you a break here? Just a little break. And then we'll be listening to you so I can get to the car. That's why I'm doing this. All right?
That sounds good. Right. No, the upcoming road trip at Blackhawks, at Predators, at Bruins, at Lightning, yep, at Panthers. I mean, you want to talk about some heavy hitters right there. I just said a few of them, and even the Bruins, who we thought were all going to be in a, not maybe a rebuilding stage, but they, you know, we all anticipated. Well, you got guys like Hampus Lindholm, at least healthy-er, even though maybe he sustained another one. And then, of course, last but not least, you know, other guys just on the back. And Charlie McAvoy is another guy, injury-plagued there in the past little stretch. He's back, and the Boston Bruins are better for it.
Well, we're going to be hoping we can bring you back some points. And I hope you tune us in when we get on the road. And, of course, before all that, we have post-game show coming up with Alexis Downey and our Emerson Edom. Thank you for listening to DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. Stay tuned for post-game chatter.
Trade for the best. Honda's the most awarded brand in car and driver 10 best history. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. Get more for your trade and save on the best gas, hybrid, and EV vehicles with financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new Honda like a 2025 Ridgeline. Visit your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 11/3/25.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Face-Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face-Off Tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup Playoffs.
I'm scared of you guys.
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face-Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand
proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Remember when instant connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey live on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. The Anaheim Ducks falling at home tonight, 4-1, the final. The Carolina Hurricanes, the winners in this matchup. Alongside Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. We're here to break down everything that we saw tonight. And Emmer, as you just sat down and said, Carolina was simply the better team tonight, and a lot of what we know about them was on display.
Yeah, and look, the Ducks really started to come on when Leo Carlson scored that goal, right around that shift, and the Ducks' first line was definitely consistently the best line. He had spurts with Mason McTavish, Cutter Gauthier, Beckett Seneca. He had some spurts at times, in particular, of course, off the rush. And once again, another quality game for him. Just because, you know, he maybe didn't find the score sheet doesn't mean he had a poor game whatsoever. He was fast. He was taking advantage of a lot of opportunities, some nice ozone entry decision making. So Seneca was yet or had another good game, is now fourth in a row, of course. But look, this is Carolina, they were firing all cylinders, and it was one of those things where Seth Jarvis took over, right place, right time, and a lot of the sequences there, and he with a hat trick there. He later got an assist, but he was all over the ice. He made it extremely difficult for the Anaheim Ducks to consistently gain momentum.
A three-point night for Seth Jarvis with the Canes, and he was the first goal scorer in this game, 14:52 into the first, so let's take a listen to that.
Mikael Granlund shot out of a cannon there on the far side. Some serious speed in the neutral zone. He beats the Carolina Hurricanes D wide. Here comes, go to Stasisphere.
Oh, God. Big save, rebound. They score. Boy, there wasn't much room for the shooter that time. Was that Seth Jarvis, I believe, in front? And then finally squeezed one by Dostal. Jarvis will get the goal. And that will be his fourth of the year, and Carolina on the board first.
It did come on a rebound there, and actually that started too. Granlund attempted to clear the puck. Carolina kept it in.
Gostisbehere with a great move there, separated himself for getting maybe not all of that shot off, and I think that fooled Lukáš Dostál a little bit. I thought he thought that that puck was going to come a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, Seth Jarvis, once again, not a whole lot of room to put it home, but he made it happen.
1-0 after the first period. The Ducks only down 2 shots from Carolina's 10. The Ducks had 8. We moved into the second. It was Seth Jarvis once again, this time on the power play, giving the Canes a 2-0 lead. The Ducks were able to answer back not too long after that, and it was Leo Carlson getting the goal.
Little speed pass in front, slow in the process. That shot and backhand went wide of Dostal, and his defense will wind it out to center ice. Here's Carlson, and a shot, score! A wrister joined by Kreider on the other side of the rink, and Carlson gets the first Anaheim tally, and have cut the lead down to 2-1.
Really pretty goal from Leo, but also a nice pass in the neutral zone from Killer.
Yeah, Killer was, he had a great game.
Yeah.
I mean, he was making some phenomenal passes. That one there at the end to Chris Kreider. Kreider's not being able to put it home. A great right pad save by Freddie Anderson. But yeah, this might have been one of the best games I've seen Alex Anaheim Ducks uniform. He was that effective. He certainly enjoys playing with Leo. You can see that kind of uptick in his relentlessness and his hunger out there on the ice. I just thought he was so good. As you mentioned, great pass. Yeah, and I don't know if that went off something. It kind of, or maybe even Freddie got a piece of it, then it went in. But it seemed like a heavy shot. It really willed its way into the net. But I thought maybe it deflected off either on entry, via the deflection of the defenseman, or Freddie Anderson before heading into the net. But look, Leo, yeah, he had that jump all game long. He was winning battles. He was definitely one of the faster guys out on that ice tonight.
The one and only goal for the Ducks in this game coming in that second frame. They did have a lot of jump after that goal. Gave them some extra juice into the end of the second period. We saw some more chances from them. Unfortunately, Freddie Anderson in the net holding strong. And as that period came to a close, a lot of chaos broke out. And it was Mason McTavish kind of in the middle of it. Beckett Seneca as well. Let's take a listen to Steve's call.
McTavish will take the faceoff to the right of their goal. It's loose at the side. Now we have a little brouhaha developing. It's a 3-on-1 attack by Carolina. Big pileup. One of the Anaheim players is down, being pressed down by the official. There's 2 scrums going on, and there's about 3 one-on-one confrontations. Seneca's in the middle of one, and now Dostal comes down the ice and gets involved. The goaltenders are out. They've got a hold of one another. And one of the scraps is going on down near the goal line. I don't think there's been any punches thrown. Seneca was involved in that one. Lacombe has a hold of somebody. Keandre Miller. A couple of conversations continue. So 3 Ducks, 2 Hurricane players are moved away from one another. And this all happened in a matter of blinking your eyes right from that scrum in front. And maybe it's just how everything's gone so far. These teams are not liking one another too much at the moment.
Emmer, I think back to the end of last game against Pittsburgh. Beckett Seneca in the mix of that, too. He is not afraid.
It's those Eastern Canadian boys. Something's in that water over there in Toronto, Canada, where they just make them a little bit different. They make them a little bit feistier over there. Even a guy like Ryan Strome, Mississauga, you know, not afraid to drop them. Those guys, they're tough over there. But Seneca, young guy, sticking up for his teammates, getting in the action. I just don't know why that wasn't a two-man advantage. You know, you had 3 penalties, all 2-minute minors to 1 1-minute minor for the Anaheim Ducks. So I don't know where that all got added up or subtracted and how that came to the result that it did. But, hey, it did. And that's the one thing, that the power play for the Ducks, when they needed the power play to get the team going, the power play just, we've seen better from them. We know that they'll be back on track, of course, this upcoming game, which starts this road trip off. But, it's just the power play, we've seen better. We know that they're going to be back better, but they'd been on, maybe it would have been a little bit different story.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about that, too, as our post-game coverage goes on, because it was also Carolina's penalty kill that was crushing the Ducks on that and not giving them much room. But we got to get through the rest of these calls in this third period now. We moved on to that. Lukasz Dostal had a big save on Keandre Miller, who had a breakaway early in that third period.
Here's a feed in for Vetrano, stolen, and a breakaway for Carolina in, shoot, save by Dostal, and a big-time scoring opportunity there for the visitors from Raleigh, North Carolina.
At that point in the third period, it was still a 2-1 game. Carolina, though, would get two more, and this would be a 4-1 final. Honestly, kind of not what this game looked like for the Ducks to lose by three goals. And you look at the final shots on goal, Carolina had 31, the Ducks only 24. So that's two games in a row now where they were in the 20s for shots on goal. That has brought their average down per game. Unfortunately, got to get those numbers up, Emerson, and we can keep talking about it on the other side of this commercial break that we have coming up. So don't go anywhere.
Trade for the best. Honda's the most awarded brand in car driver 10 best history. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. Get more for your trade and save on the best gas, hybrid, and EV vehicles with financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new Honda like a 2025 Ridgeline. Visit your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 11/3/25.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. We'll test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit hondacenter.com/rentalsuites.
Welcome back to our post-game show. Comes from Waiting is Whiskey. Make it count. The final at Honda Center tonight, 4 for the Carolina Hurricanes, 1 for the Anaheim Ducks. Emmer, I know you had some thoughts before we send it to break on the way that game finished out in the third. The game finished out in the third period. Did you want to share those before I rudely cut you off and send it to break?
Yeah, no. Honestly, AD, I'm blanking on it.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay, I got.
Give me that opportunity again coming out of the next break, and I'll further elaborate once I get my thoughts.
All right,
okay. It's early in the season.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm still shaking the rust off, but I'll be back
after this next break to elaborate.
Okay. Okay. Well, why don't we send it down to the locker room, because the guys have already spoken with the media, and we're going to hear from Leo Carlson first, the Ducks' lone goal scorer tonight.
It's a really tough one, obviously, with just the way they play. How much does their style sort of dictate how you guys are going out there?
We knew they was going to play fast. Our breakouts was not that ideal first period. They played good for 10 minutes, maybe second period, but we couldn't keep it the whole game.
Still, though, for as good of a team as they are, to kind of hang with them as you did, is that going to give you a little boost, you know, knowing that that's another level that this team can get to?
Yeah, both there. I mean, I knew, well, like, we knew that we were a good team, but they were better today. I feel like we're going to be more ready in the future for those type of teams, too. Looking forward to that.
Margins are super thin. They're able to capitalize on a couple of the mistakes you guys made, and you guys weren't, unfortunately. I'm sure that's kind of the level that you guys are striving to be one day, is being able to capitalize more on those mistakes that the team makes.
Yeah, exactly. That too. I mean, we just got to, don't do the mistakes more often, that often that they did this game. They're a good team, so they're going to score off that. That's a goal for us too, to be that dominant against our team. So, yeah.
Just take it on your shoulders, like, hey, I got to make something happen here, and you kind of do that with that goal?
A little bit. I mean, I don't really think like that. I just think, to try and score out a shift. That was a good one to get it to, the one goal there. Wasn't enough today.
Does that kind of show how much Killorn brings to that line, where he can work on the boards and get the puck to you in space in the neutral zone?
Yeah, he's so good there. Playing in the league for a while, so he's really smart. Like playing with him.
Leo, what did you work on in the summer and in the training camp to get off to the start that we're seeing, the guy we're seeing play for four games?
Boring answer. Everything, really, every summer. I'm at that age where I can, build a lot of muscle, but still, keep my skill. So the focus is just to get better at everything.
Do you feel stronger? Have you noticed the work paying off?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so too. The work I put in the summer is a lot of work. So, I feel it for sure.
Thank you, Leo.
Leo Carlson there. And, he definitely put a lot of work in this summer, because it's noticeable in his game. And good that he's
skating well. He wanted the puck. He was first to a lot of those pucks. And one play that really came to mind was a great stick on puck, shoulder on shoulder. He came flying about 40, 45 feet from the near side to the far side. And once again, stick on puck, created a turnover. Killorn grabbed it from right behind him and attempted to set up Kreides here on the near side doorstep. So hard work. It was Alex Killorn was working hard, Leo Carlson working hard, and so was Chris Kreider. He was the beneficiary from a lot of that hard work and some of those turnovers that were recollected by the Anaheim Ducks. So, hard work pays off.
Another player that had some hard work out there too, Drew Helleson. There was a couple great defensive plays by him, and he actually was rewarded with a point in this game, as he had the secondary assist on Leo's goal. That's back-to-back games now with a point for Drew.
Yeah, that sliding defensive play, that stick on puck, negating that two-on-one. That was pretty. And the whole crowd erupted. They knew right away that was a world-class play, so you're right on that.
All right, let's get to our text line now, Emmer, as we have a couple messages that have been rolling in. And if you want to send us a message or thoughts on this game here tonight, feel free, as always, to 714-439-8422. All right, first message here. Well, tonight's game was disappointing and should have been much closer. I think the movie Replacements said it best. .. Second period seriously got sloppy, with the team in give-up mode by the start of the third. The Hurricanes were not three goals better than the Ducks, maybe one or two goals. The Ducks need to keep the pressure and momentum throughout the whole game. Any thoughts on that one, Emmer?
First and foremost, and I'm somewhat embarrassed right now because Replacements, I don't know if it's considered a classic, but I know a lot of people out there have seen it. I'm not one of those.
I haven't people. Either. I'm so sorry to our texter that sent us this, our
quicksand,
listener.
But I've heard that phrase, quicksand. So I kind of know what that's referring to. But yeah, just it wasn't the Ducks' night. The Hurricanes, as we said at the start, they wanted it more. I like this message. It should have been closer. Yes, it did get sloppy in the second, but I think it actually picked up there late in the second, too.
Agreed. Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, the Ducks need to keep the pressure on that last little bit. I tell you what, the Carolina Hurricanes, they kept the pressure on all game long.
Oh,
so
yeah, they did. I think that kind of rolls into one of our other messages here. Daniel from Corona talking about a little bit in this one. All right, let me just read it for you guys. He said, we knew this would be a tough game, but we ran into a buzzsaw tonight. Positive note of the night. 58% in faceoffs is an improvement. Yes, it is. I'd also like to suggest a new segment called hashtag Emmer Education to help answer my question of the night. Hope Mickey can explain to me why Carolina was so good on the penalty kill tonight. There it is. Feels like we couldn't get anything going on the power play because their PK was too strong. I felt like they just were all over the Ducks, pressuring them. And two men pressuring? That was at times, I feel like, what I saw at least. Did you see?
Yeah, two men pressuring up the ice. And that was the key. So I think, plain and simple, one of the big parts of why their PK was so dominant was the pressure up the ice. I mean, just pressuring even Jackson Lacombe at times and those drop passes. So I think the pressure on their set forecheck was really good. And I thought they brought that intensity into the offensive zone. I mean, to your point, sending two guys often, just going for it and getting their clears. They got a lot of clears. They didn't really allow the Ducks to set up a whole lot. It was a lot of pressuring up the ice on their forecheck, not a whole lot of momentum, and they got their clears when they needed to get their clears.
Only two shots on goal on the power play for the Ducks. I mean, you look on the opposite shots on goal, able to get a goal there. So the Ducks went 0-4-4 on the power play. Carolina went 1-3. Not helpful for the Ducks. As you mentioned, you know, if Anaheim had gotten much more on the power play tonight, I agree with you. I think this could have been a different game.
And that's my Emmer education.
I like it.
I'll have to get a sponsor for that. Sponsor coming soon.
We're writing that down.
Emmer education, yeah.
All right. Well, let's take another timeout. And when we return, we'll still get to a couple more of your thoughts on this game here tonight. So don't go too far.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital, world-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Face Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face Off Tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I'm scared of you guys.
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the weather first. Before wearing face paint to the game.
Bro, your gold cats is dripping into your nachos.
Oh, and now paint is in my eyes.
Interception! Did you see that?
No!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Welcome back to the post-game show. I'm going to give Emmer the floor now, as he did have a thought earlier and want to make sure you have the chance to share your thought.
I appreciate that. One of the things that I liked about Carolina's game were the low cycle plays. And actually, a lot of what we've seen early on from the Ducks have had a little bit more of those cutbacks in both corners, taking it behind the net, switching sides. So, yeah, I'd like to see that a little bit more here on this road trip. Some low plays out of the corners. I mean, you saw Seth Jarvis take that puck and attack that net. On in the game, you know, Jordan Staal was doing a lot of cutback cycle plays there early on in the game as well. So, yeah, I'd like to see this Ducks team, you know, low to high passes, get shots through traffic at the net. But, yeah. Toss in a couple more cutbacks, low cycles, and brings it to the net more.
One of these games, too, where the Ducks can learn something from this one. This has been the best team that they've seen so far this season, and they did handle it fairly well for the majority of this game. They had their better moments, and, of course, by the end of it, like I said, I also don't feel like this end score of 4-1 really portrays the story of what we saw tonight. So, why don't we get the opinion of head coach Joel Quenneville now, as he just spoke to the media down in the locker room area. So let's take a listen.
This game was a lot closer than the score indicated. What would you have taken to turn this around?
Well, we had a good stretch there in the second. We got a little more motion in our game and more involvement with our speed. They're a good hockey team because they I don't know if I've seen better sticks in a game. I mean, I don't know how many times they took the puck away from us cleanly and neatly and turned it into something. But that was a relentless performance on how to play with your stick and in a puck area and in battle areas. And that's what we want to get to. But that was a demonstration of how to do it correctly.
Is this sort of like a teaching moment game where you say that's the level that we can and should aspire to?
Well, we want to make sure that, you know, we could have been a tougher out. But you know, you got some games when you're looking at our opponent. It's like, hey, we gotta play the right way, and we gotta play a perfect game. And you know, we'll talk about tomorrow what we can learn from us as well. But you know, can't be satisfied.
What'd you make of the emotional response from your team, especially at the end of the second period there?
Well, that was, you know, we had some momentum going there at the end of that period, and going into it with you know, a couple of breaks, a couple of great opportunities. And you know, just guys sticking together, you know, a little bit of hockey there.
Leo, with a couple of good rushes, including that goal, he also had the crossbar. I mean, what have you just seen from him in these first few games, just overall?
I see him have the puck more than we saw in camp, and I thought he's working hard. His usefulness or his use of his stick has been better, and he's sustaining pucks. So he's been effective.
How much of that would you say comes from playing with Kreider and Killorn, two guys that can help him get the puck more often?
I think that tonight I thought he had some good speed, had some tough luck, but at the same time, you know, I think he's going to be just improving at a good pace, and I think that, you know, he plays a lot of minutes, important minutes for us, so we need him to be a factor.
Are you looking forward to a road trip?
No, it's what we're going to be. Our schedule's all, you know, we're going to be busy. So it's a, whatever's going to be coming, we're going to be welcoming it and ready for the next one. Because it's, you know, we got some tough games on that trip. But certainly, you know, let's be excited about one at a time.
getting up the first goal in every game so far. Is there something that needs to change off the hop for the guys, or do you feel like they're still coming out right and just coming on the wrong end of stuff?
Yeah, I think it's, I think we're ready to start games. I think that maybe we're hesitant a little bit, but I think that they're all different kind of goals that have gone in, so it's like, but they came up for a shift and dictated the way the game was going to be played, and I was kind of an indication that we had to, kill it right there early enough, and that was, but that's what happens when you're ready to play.
Really packed schedule coming up for you guys on the road. What are you looking to kind of carry over from these last two games into this road trip?
Well, I think over four games, I didn't mind our game, so today I wasn't crazy about it. The stretch's last game, we were okay. But I think that it's a work in progress, but I still think that I'm looking forward to getting to a standard of play and expecting us to play at that level, game in, game out. And when we get there, I'll let you know.
Really liked that final comment there from Coach Quenneville. They're working towards a standard, and when they get there, that's how they want them to play. They're not at his standard yet. Which you have to imagine he's got a high standard.
Yeah. That was actually like the start of it, the master class by the Carolina Hurricanes on the stick usage. And, Coach Q, he's won tons, three as a head coach, once as an assistant coach, so he knows winning. Kind of to your last point there. And he knows when a good team who's utilized their stick correctly and creates havoc and – he flat out said the amount of time very few times has he seen a team create off of good stick on puck, off of turnovers, and actually translated that into offense. So definitely he spoke highly on the Carolina Hurricanes.
Also spoke highly on Leo Carlson and how he needs to come up big when the team needs him, and they're relying on him to play at his best. So I think that we knew that, obviously, coming into the season. Of course, he's the top-line center for a reason, and we see his skill night in and night out. But to hear that from the head coach is a little different.
Yeah, and I think we all see that Leo, this is kind of his year, it seems like, already, yeah. Right? It just seems like he's destined to put up big numbers, and hey, he's got that jump. He had that jump in preseason. I just think it's more on a consistent basis. It's not even game in, game out early on through the first four games, but just every shift, mm-hmm. He looks on it. Chris Kreider mentioned that he wants to make an impact in that great interview that you had with yourself and Kreider there. He flat out said Leo wants to make an impact on the game each and every shift, and Kreider is excited to be a part of that. So a lot to look forward to.
Emery, let's get one more text in before we wrap up the post-game show. Red from Buena Park said, too much chasing. The Hurricanes are the elite of the elite. It showed tonight. They suffocated the Ducks in the defensive zone all night. Breakouts were not clean out of the zone, and the power play was ineffective. We're both going tonight, but not much else. You've got to wonder what the Ducks could do if they had just had a lead, which we're still waiting to see.
Yeah, and look, the Hurricanes play a man-on-man defensive system, a lot like what the Ducks played the last couple years, but just on paper, they have all the offense to make things happen. So when playing man-on-man, you got to be super speedy, be very well-conditioned. So that's probably a lot of the reasons why it just seemed like they were so on top of the Anaheim Ducks, not giving them a whole lot of room to work with. And like I said, when you have speed, when you play man-on-man, and they're in your face from a fan's perspective, it just looks like not a whole lot going on. They created a lot of turnovers, hence why a lot of the game was chasing. And a lot of the game was chasing because Carolina likes to play with the puck. I mean, they were playing with the puck for a lot of that first period at the start there, first 10 minutes, all Carolina. And, a lot of chase for the Ducks came with it.
The next five games for the Ducks are on the road. It's a long road trip that they've got coming up and that, Emmer, you have coming up too. 12 days on the road. The next game is Sunday in Chicago, a 4 o'clock Pacific time start, which means it is a 6 o'clock Central time, which is the local time for that game. So 6 o'clock on a Sunday, local time there. We'll have it for you 4 o'clock here in SoCal. So, Emmer, your final quack for tonight.
Let's have a roadie, fellas. let's have a road trip.
I like it.
And we'll come back home, celebrate. Yeah, out of the five games, oh, boy, if we can get three out of the five.
That'd be great.
If we can get three two-pointers, you know, maybe maybe an overtime
OT
point
action
in there as well, somewhere around there, I think that'd be successful. I mean, judging by the teams playing, right, both Florida teams, even Chicago, put up
oh, my goodness, watch that
recently.
Game last night.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know, St. Louis had some goalie troubles too, though, to be fair in that game. So
no game is going to be easy on that road trip.
My final quack for tonight is kind of going along with what we talked about in the pregame show. We got to see some more of these guys get going on the score sheet. Let's see Troy. Let's see Frank on this road trip. Let's see Jackson get on the – we got to see some more from some of these guys who know we know they can do it. We got to see some more. And my second part of my final quack is Q's return to Chicago. It's a big night for him on Sunday, and he's going to want to get that win.
AD calling guys out. couldn't agree more, right? What's going to put this team over the top is everyone going, including guys that we know that could score in the past. And really, I think it's been guys who have been relied upon to score. You know, maybe they've been, you know, shuffled down a little bit, shuffled down a line or two, right? Just a little bit more competitive team. Guys are – it's not a whole lot of – spots there in that top six and a lot of talent. So you're correct on all fronts there.
Looking forward to this big trip. It's an important one for the Ducks to get off on the right foot early in the season. You can listen to the replay of this game here tonight if you'd like on the other side of this commercial break. The final here at Honda Center, 4-1 in favor of the Carolina Hurricanes. For Emerson Needham, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us on the post-game show powered by TuneIn.